I'm Tony Gallo, president of Banco Beverage Company. I've been working there for the last 25 years now.
Tell me a little bit about Banco Beverage Company for people who are unfamiliar.
So we are a beverage wholesaler in the Lehigh Valley and beyond. We hold 10 counties in Northeast Pennsylvania. We supply all those 10 counties with whatever products we have contract for. Here in the Lehigh Valley, we have contracts for a lot of the big brands. But yeah, that's mostly the gist of it. And we're starting other things along with my friend Wacker here, some media content stuff, trying to get out in the community, give back, get known, you know?
I mean, you guys are at like all the bars throughout the Lehigh Valley. You know, talk about maybe some of your relationships with some of them, at bars or restaurants.
Oh, man. So in the market, honestly, we're incredibly represented. I feel like we do a great job getting out there and putting our butts in seats and eating some food with our local retailers and drinking some beers. I know that I have my own favorites, but I'm not gonna go into that. Everyone's got their own, but there are plenty of places you can go around the valley and enjoy a nice beverage on Banco, you know?
What are some new Banco products or some new stuff that in general you guys are pushing this summer?
So I'll be honest with you, we're really trying to dive deeper into non-alcoholic stuff.
Sure, yeah.
We're trying to get a little bit more into the sport drinks segment and the healthy drink segment. I would like to, when we get the opportunity here, once they change some laws around, getting the THC, CBD, stuff like that.
Yeah.
Beer's still doing okay for us. We're always focused on beer, obviously. We've been especially focused myself on growing some of our smaller products that we're more intimately involved with, like Von C and Well Crafted, and a couple of the local ones like Brew Daddies and stuff like that, trying to get out in the market, get known, get our name out there, you know?
Right. And then we're here, we're walking around Music Fest, the largest free music festival in North America.
Yes, sir.
There's a huge presence here. Talk about your relationship with music.
So this actually started 43 years ago when my grandfather and Jeff Parks ended up being able to get a liquor license for an open air festival in the whole entire city of Bethlehem. I believe it's pretty much like a one of a kind liquor license that exists. Our relationship with them is extremely intimate. I love everyone over there. Cassie and Jeff are great people. Everyone, Emily down here, all the volunteers. I mean, I just can't say enough about Music Fest, Arts Quest, and all the help they give us with everything we do.
And does that say a lot about like Banco and their commitment to the community and all that sort of stuff?
Oh, 100%. Yeah, I mean, you know, my grandfather did a lot for the community when he was coming up around here, when he was building up Banco. And, you know, our name is represented very well in the valley. Frank Banco Alehouse Cinemas, and there's Banco Stadium in Allentown. But we're trying to get more out there. And, you know, Frank has passed and now it's my turn. So I would like to get my face out there and tell everyone the story of Banco and how we got where we are, you know.
I want to talk to you a little bit about this. You mentioned something going into more like non-alcoholic beverages. I think that's just like the trend in the universe, right?
Yeah.
Can you talk a little bit about that? What have you seen from like the business perspective?
I think everyone's become a little bit more health conscious. You know what I mean? And rightfully so. I believe that the shift also has been a little bit more towards THC products and stuff like that. A little bit what people believe is a bit more holistic for them, you know, and to each their own. I feel like the alcohol segment will swing back at some point, because everything ebbs and flows. We've seen that throughout time, no matter what it is. But I'm fine with people liking non-alcoholic stuff. I love non-alcoholic. All I drink is water and coffee, you know?
Right, it's Banco beverage.
It's Banco beverage. It's not just Banco beer, you know what I mean? So, like I said, I would love to get into the THC segment or the CBD segment, or even now they're coming out with the mushroom drinks that look extremely interesting. I would love to get into all that stuff one day, you know.
Let's talk just a little bit about Music Fest from like your perspective. What are some of your favorite things to do? You said, I mean, I'm sure you've come in here for how many years?
My whole life.
Talk about your relationship with it. What you're allowed to talk about.
So I've been coming here my whole entire life since I was a little kid. I've been behind a truck and then I ended up on the trucks. And, you know, I feel like I've seen and done it all. my favorite thing to do at Music Fest, honestly, is the people watching. It's probably my favorite thing to do at Music Fest while I'm sitting there watching a band. I love just prepping for Go-Go Gadget all week. I'm always waiting for them to pop on. That is easily my favorite thing to do here. And then the food, man. Like, just getting everything. I want it all. I want the Humpty Dumplings. I want the slide-on by. I want the tacos. I want everything. I want the smoothies. I want to try it all.
If somebody's coming first time to Music Fest, what advice do you give them?
Go to Aw Shucks. Go to Aw Shucks. Please just start at Aw Shucks. You'll figure it out from there, I promise you. You know.
And for people coming down, this is gonna go during Music Fest. I mean, there's beer tents throughout. Look for Banco products. I mean, drink safely, enjoy your time here.
Yeah, please be responsible, and remember to hydrate, guys, not just with beer. Remember to drink some water while you're down here. Seen too many people fall out already this week, all right? We want everyone to be safe, so. Please.
You're doing like ticket giveaways every day as well.
So every day we've got
ticket. Banco Beverage Company.
Please, Lehigh Valley with Love. We're doing ticket giveaways every single day for whatever national act is coming up that night.
All right, reach your hand in there. There you go.
Boom.
Official mini mug.
Boom.
Excellent.
Fire.
Tony, always a pleasure.
Whack.
We'll see you out there.
Love you, buddy. Thanks so much.